Welcome to The Drop, the official podcast of the 130th Airlift Wing. I'm your host, Second Lieutenant DeJuan Haley, a public affairs officer with your 130th Airlift Wing. We're once again another drill weekend, and joining me today are Wing Commander Colonel Prime W. Priest, Deputy Wing Commander Colonel Patrick Chart, Wing Command Chief, Chief Master Sergeant Kevin Williams, and a special guest that I'll let Colonel Priest introduce. Colonel Priest, what are your priorities for this month?
Hey, DeJuan, thanks for having us today, and this month I'm going to change up the script just a little bit. We have a new Director of Psychological Health, Ms. Brianna Baker-Meckley. Started with us just a couple weeks ago, and I want to give her an opportunity to introduce herself to everyone. So, Brianna, the mic is yours.
Good morning, Colonel Priest. I just wanted to start by saying thank you for inviting me here this morning. I'm very excited to be here, very excited to get started. And ironically, you know, I'm here today for the first day, and today actually starts Mental Health Awareness Month. So I just wanted to touch on that for a moment, if I may. So according to the World Health Organization, there is no health without mental health. Mental health awareness is the ongoing effort to reduce the stigma around mental illness and mental health conditions by sharing our personal experiences. Often because of misconceptions about mental health and mental fitness, people suffer in silence and their conditions go untreated. One way that you can help improve your mental health is through exercise. And what that works to reduce is it helps to reduce anxiety, depression, it improves cognitive function, and it also reduces a negative mood. It can also help improve self-esteem and social withdrawal. So I just wanted to touch on that, and I look forward to joining the activities this month. I think it's most every Wednesday this month there will be activities surrounding mental health, and I'm just really excited that this unit cares so much about mental health, and I can't wait to be a part of it.
All right. Thanks, Brianna.
Yeah, just, you know, hey, Colonel Chart here, just want to, you know, welcome you as well. Since it's Mental Health Awareness Month, can I talk a little bit about myself here in this situation?
Absolutely.
I know I kind of sprung this on our company grade and junior field grade officers last month, and for those of you that listen to the Leading Edge podcast, you'll hear this piece, but you know, we all struggle with things from time to time. It's a part of human nature. And one of the things I talked with the officers about last drill is that, you know, my own personal journey the past several months has been, you know, really difficult. It's almost one of the worst years of my life in a lot of ways. My dad's had some, you know, serious health issues. He's actually in hospice care at the moment. You know, he's 91 and has advanced dementia. And, you know, that's provided a lot of challenges for my mom and myself and the rest of my family. My wife has a serious health condition right now. And it's been an interesting journey to go with her along this. It's so difficult as a spouse when your loved one is going through something that's really hard, and you know you feel powerless in that way, and it's definitely been a challenge at times for me. I've felt the stress at times. I've felt you know, a sense of helplessness. I've felt you know, a sense of inadequacy at times, all kinds of things. And my point with saying all this is normal when you're going through you know, a challenging time in your life. And I wanted to put that out there on this podcast just to tell folks that might be listening, that might be dealing with their own issues and struggles, to say, you know, you're not alone. You know, there are lots of people in this wing that I'm confident that have dealt with issues like this in the past or dealt with these challenges. And the biggest thing I wanted to encourage people to do is if you feel comfortable about it, talk about it. You know, talk to your wingman, talk to your leadership, first sergeant. We've got a DPH here again now, you know, because we'd love to talk to you about it and see how we can help. I have been completely overwhelmed by an outpouring of support from the people of this wing. As they've seen my wife post on Facebook about her struggles, they've heard me talk about it. I've just been absolutely overwhelmed. And that gives me a lot of support and a lot of, I just feel the love when that happens. And it helps lift me up, a little bit. And I just wanted to share that at the beginning of Mental Health Awareness Month to say that even at the very top of this organization, we have our own challenges and struggles from, a mental health concern. And, encourage people, if you feel comfortable, please talk about these things. And, we have lots of services and lots of ways that we can help you. And we'd love to do so. So I just wanted to share that real quick. Sorry, sir.
That was incredibly well said, as always. Brianna, thank you so much for joining us today. And she'll be around the next all weekend and at Commander's Call. And hopefully, if you see her, come up and introduce yourself. I think you'll really like meeting her. All right, transitioning over to our normal script for the podcast, I want to start with this Friday. We have our spouse flight, West Virginia National Guard spouse flight, so I hope you signed up for that if you have a spouse who's interested. And good news, if you missed it or you didn't hear about it, there'll be another one at June Drill. If you're interested in having your spouse on that one, put Miss Beth Melton, or get in contact with Miss Beth Melton, and she'll get you signed up. It's about an hour flight, go over some of the scenic spots in West Virginia, and it's a good time, a good way to thank our families who support us. For this drill, we have a couple promotions, some retirements, and command I want to congratulate and thank. So I'll start with Nathaniel Messenger up in Aerial Port, be promoted to chief this drill. I'm excited for Nathaniel. I'm going to congratulate him, very well deserving. He's been around so long, I once served in Aerial Port with him, so very extreme amount of time put in by Nathaniel. We have a new commander, AMXS, Aircraft Maintenance Squadron. Major Andrew Redmond has been selected.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's awesome. Excited for Andy. He has got an incredible future here as a leader, and I think this is the first step in several steps of command for Major Redmond, and it's a great pairing for the maintenance group. Some retirements I want to mention. We got several this weekend. I want to thank all of them for their service. We have Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Knotts, Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Farmer, Major Jason Edwards, Master Sergeant David Dusenberry, Tech Sergeant Wesley Daniels, Tech Sergeant Scott Richards, Tech Sergeant Tim Kirk, Tech Sergeant Robert Fisher, and Tech Sergeant Dave Parsons. Those are the ones that I'm tracking, and I just want to thank each of you guys for your service. Getting into May drill. This is our last drill before things get a little non-standard for a while. So in June, we talked about we have Family Day, which will be a big event on Saturday. We have no drill in July, which I'm sure many of you are happy about. I know we all are. And then in August, we have a four-day drill, which will be our UEI. So for May, we need to use it to get better. I say it pretty much every time on this podcast, but I do so because it's so important to me. We need to work on our AFSC and our readiness. So I ask you all to please do that, and at the same time, have a great drill. And that's all for me. Colonel Chard?
Yeah, just, wanted to talk about a couple things. First of all, I know this past month we had Century Storm, an excellent exercise. I'm unfortunately, because of this active duty tour I'm on right now, I had to watch that from afar, but really good to see both wings come together to lead that exercise, to bring in units from other states to be able to participate and really get after core elements of our wartime mission, stretch ourselves a little bit, and really see the good things that came out of it. It's fantastic. I know that a large part of the wing played a role in Century Storm, especially our ops, maintenance, aerial port folks. A lot of you out there may not be aware that the wing and the West Virginia National Guard participated in another major exercise this month, and that was Lock Shields. Lock Shields is the largest international cyber defense force-on-force exercise in the world. 41 nations, over 4,000 participants play in Lock Shields. The U.S. team Had their base of operations at WVU in Morgantown last week. The U.S. team is actually led by Joint Force Headquarters Doden, which is a component of U.S. Cyber Command, which is a combatant command. Interestingly enough, the West Virginia National Guard has so many roles and pieces in that exercise. Not only did we provide cyber professionals and various elements on the blue team, but we also had our public affairs staff participating with our strategic communications group. We also had a couple of our JAGs participating as part of the legal team for the exercise. I'm proud to say that our legal team actually got second place for for Lock Shields, which is a tremendous honor for them. Senior Master Sergeant Tim Schweitzer was recognized as an outstanding performer during the exercise. And also, really, the leadership for the planning and execution of the exercise is largely West Virginia National Guardsmen. The three main participants in putting that exercise together for the U.S. team with our Norwegian and Montenegrin partners are from the West Virginia Army Guard and the West Virginia Air Guard. So I think it's important to recognize the fact that this wing in our state participated in two major exercises looking at getting after our wartime skills and tasks in two completely different domains virtually simultaneously. And I think that is a testament to our skill and the ability of our airmen, their professionalism, and the things that they bring to their job every day, that we can do this. You know, if we got the call tomorrow to respond to support our nation's defense, regardless of the domain it's in, I'm confident that we can meet that challenge and do extremely well. And we certainly proved that this month.
Me too.
Chief.
Good morning. Brianna, welcome to the team.
Thank you.
I'm excited to have you. I love that you encouraged our airmen to exercise. I like to say that resilient people do hard things together. And so that, I had a big smile on my face. You probably didn't see me, but I was over here pumping, giving Colonel Freeze a thumbs up and doing all that. But anyway, I just want to remind everyone today is May the 1st. And if you're listening to this podcast, it's probably not the May the 1st. So that means if you haven't completed your application for tuition assistance, you're late. You know, Colonel Priest talked to leaders yesterday. That's an incredible benefit, wonderful perk. And the way to handle that is to be open and honest and say, hey, I'm late with my application. Reach out to your commander. Reach out to tuition assistance across the street. Heck, reach out to me. I'll help you. But let's not put our head in the sand and hope the problem just goes away. It's a great perk, and we should manage it like professionals. The only other thing I wanted to add was that the chiefs and I met week after drill, and we reviewed 11 nominations for our Outstanding Airman of the Quarter. 11, I think I said that. Had 11, and this Friday, a commander's call, we'd like to recognize the three first quarter winners. So in the airman category, I'd like to have Senior Airman Amanda Glassbell to come to commander's call at 1400 on Friday. You know, Amanda, from the time she arrived in the medical group, sir, she immediately began monitoring over 15 public health programs. Day one. Just immediately grabbed more than 15 yep. programs. She took on other additional duties. She pre-screened and tracked and cleared more than 100 deployers, processed over 120 folks during the March mass processing. She's just a real rock star down there. And I know Med Group loves her, and you look at all this data, and you can see why. In the NCO category, medical had a strong quarter, by the way. Tech Sergeant Roxanne Huff, we need her to come to Commander's Call. And she saw to it that 100% of the SERF-P has completed their averaging training. And she created some maps that I found really interesting that aided all the SERF-P commanders at the State of the Union address at the Capitol on March the 7th, which I thought was pretty cool.
Nice.
And she's also assisted in the processing of 600 personnel during the mass processing in March. And lastly, in the senior NCO category, we need Senior Master Sergeant Michael B. at Commander's Call. Mike coordinated three MRTs, ensure that three disabled aircraft were repaired and brought home. And the cool thing I liked on his nomination was that right at change of command or just after change of command, he initiated an inspection of all of his squadron's Air Force-funded equipment to, one, ensure accountability, and beyond that, just make sure the new commander was aware of the equipment that he had, that they were accountable for, and understood what it was, its mission, what it was used for. Nice. Which, incredible thing to know if you're the new commander. You know, this is all the stuff we have, and this is what we do with it. Beyond that is just incredible turning airplanes and flying sorties and countless flying hours. So congratulations to all those folks. Look forward to talking more about it at Commander's Call Friday. And, sir, that's all I have.
All right. Thanks. DeJuan had one alibi. I forgot to mention Master Sergeant David Dusenberry retiring as well and had a tremendous career. So congratulations to him, too. Thanks.
Sir, thank you. And that'll do it for The Drop. For more information about the 130th Airlift Wing, visit us on the web at www.130aw.ang.af.mil. Additionally, you can find us on all major social media platforms. Lastly, you can see us in the skies delivering freedom with courage. This is Second Lieutenant DeJuan Haley reminding you to stay ready to go.